Some of tech's top executives are teaming up to tackle an issue often overlooked in Silicon Valley, childhood hunger. In this special report, KCBS's Matt Bigler tells us about a campaign to get tech workers to help kids living in the other Silicon Valley.
Tech workers in Silicon Valley are well compensated and, for the most part, well fed. During our recent visit to Facebook headquarters, we saw snack stations around almost every corner. And in the cafeteria...
What are you guys serving today?
Provence?
There was a gourmet spread of French chicken, poached ahi tuna, and ratatouille. Food availability is not a problem here. But less than a mile away in East Palo Alto, it's estimated that one in three kids faces food insecurity.
Which is real hunger.
Is there an awareness that that is the case?
I don't think people really understand it.
Sheryl Sandberg is chief operating officer at Facebook. Less well known is her work with Second Harvest Food Bank. She told us about a single mom in San Jose who at the end of the month has to decide between buying food and paying her cell phone bill.
And she said, I work two jobs. My second job is an afternoon and night shift. In order to get home from school when I'm at that second job, my son has to walk through a very dangerous, gang-ridden area. And when my cell phone is off, I spend my night shift not knowing if he made it.
And you hear that statistic and you think, I just can't believe that's true.
John Donahoe is chairman of PayPal and former CEO of eBay, another tech exec bothered by the numbers.
And then as you peel beneath the surface, you realize that what it costs to live in this area, right? It takes a family of four, $82,000 to make basic needs.
Sandberg and Donahoe are co-chairs of the Stand Up for Kids campaign. The goal is $7 million, a relatively small amount of money that they say could actually end local childhood hunger by funding more food pantries at schools and increasing nutrition education for low-income families.
We can help ensure that all of those kids have sufficient food so that they can attend school, they can lead their lives, live their lives, and become productive members of society.
We really would like to encourage everyone to really understand the problem and help solve it.
For more information, go to secondharvestfoodbank.org. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
A coroner says an